was looking at other, like, dry fire training things and all that, and they're so expensive, so I was like, all right, I'll, you know, at least this is multi-purpose and I can do other things with it, so I figured I'd give it a fair shake. I bought the 3D print file, it was $9, and it's going to cost me $1 in filament, so I was like, you know what, I'll try it, because their guns are $200, and they don't have a Glock, so I was like, well, you know, what are you going to do? I don't have a choice now, I got to make my own.
Yeah, you know, I can't remember how much the app is, but I remember that the handle was like $200. It just started to add up and get real expensive real fast. And, you know, it's one of those things where you pay for it, you just hope that they're going to continue to improve it, maintain it, add different scenarios. And it was, like I said, it was pre-release and it was just a lot of money. And I'm like, what if these guys don't maintain it? What if, you know, they're a startup? What if they fail? And then I got a bunch of money wrapped up in it. It just wasn't worth it at the time.
That's probably about the time that I first found it, too. And I'm like, this seems like a lot of money for something that's not even out yet. But now, they're stable. They're out. It's a subscription. That's the thing I don't really care for. But at the same time, it means you get all the new courses and all the updates and all that. So it's $168 a year or $19 a month. So you get a discount if you pay it annually. But I'm hoping they've got a trial or else I'm just going to do like 1 month and see how it is. But if it's good, then I don't mind doing it because I don't have time or places to shoot that much anymore. So just staying, you know, fresh on a trigger isn't a bad thing. I don't even remember the last time I shot a gun was when I missed that coyote deer hunting.